You are listening to the Not Your Average Autism Mom podcast, the number one podcast for moms just like you, raising autistic children. How are moms like us who didn't plan for this unique parenting journey, embracing life just as it is right now, instead of staying stuck, wishing, hoping, and dreaming it was different? That is the question. And Not Your Average Autism Mom is the answer. My name is Shannon Urkiola, and I have been traveling this journey for over 2 decades. I have been where you are. All right, stay with me and let's get on to this week's episode. Episode 174, Unwrapping the Rulebook, Strategies for Discipline. One more thing real quick. I wanted to make sure that you knew about our free webinar. I'm doing a webinar. It's called Journey to Resilience, Navigating Autism Parenting. And I'm sharing with you 3 hidden truths that you need to know and understand along this autism parenting journey. The link is in the show notes, but it's super easy. It's notyouraverageautismmom.com/webinar. I hope to see you there. Episode 174, Unwrapping the Rulebook, Strategies for Discipline. Well, hello, my friends. Welcome to another episode of the Not Your Average Autism Mom podcast, where every week I talk about topics that directly impact our lives, families like mine and yours, raising children on the autism spectrum. And if you're new to us here, welcome. I am so glad that you found us. And I hope that spending 20 minutes or so every week here with me will be super helpful for you. I know there are likely a million other things that you could be doing and other podcasts that you can spend your time listening to. So I always want you to know how grateful I am that you are choosing to spend time with me. I'm your host, Shannon Urkiola, and I am mom to 2 incredible young adults. My daughter, Madison, or Maddie, as most people call her, is 25, and she is the little sister to my son, Jordan, who is 27 and on the spectrum. I am Jordan's mom, guardian, and primary caregiver, so I've been on this journey a long time. And today, I not only host this podcast, but I also have a private membership exclusively for moms and female caregivers, where we dive deep into many of the things that we talk about on the podcast and so much more. And we have live coaching and master classes every month, and it is my absolute favorite place to spend my time. And the amazing women I work with are truly as much of a support to me as I am to them. Not Your Average Autism Mom is everything I wished that I would have had when I was raising Jordan. And I am grateful every single day that these women are part of my life and I get to walk alongside of them on their journeys. So, all right. So today's episode is one that comes up frequently in our community, and that is, how do we effectively discipline our children? Most moms I've worked with this through the years, this is their biggest challenge, because we're always asking, is it autism? Or, you know, do you ever find yourself questioning whether your children's behaviors are a result of their autism or if they're just being naughty? Because trust me, you're not alone. Jordan is 27, and I still find myself asking that question sometimes. And please know, Jordan's behaviors have never been easy to figure out or understand. And at some point along our journey, I've utilized every one of the things that I'm going to share with you today. Here's what we know. One child's behavior issue may require a completely different discipline strategy than another child on the spectrum with the same behavioral issue. Imagine that. There's no right way. Isn't that the truth for so many things along this journey? And we all know there is absolutely no shortage of opinions on how to discipline your child, from your parents to your spouse to your neighbor down the street who just thinks that they lack discipline. And it's difficult to understand unless you live in the trenches of your specific situation that traditional forms of discipline just may not be effective for some of our children. So that being said, what I want you to know is that, like so many other things, you have to be consistent. You have to have patience, and you have to be willing to try something and then try something different and do it again and again until you eventually find something that works. And guess what? It might only work for a little while, and then you're back to the drawing board. That's just part of our journey. And also, it's important to remember, as I go through this episode, I am talking to a wide range of parents whose children are all across the spectrum on this podcast. So it's important that you take that into consideration while you're listening, and always keep in mind where your child is and their level of understanding to specific things that I might be talking about. I do want to say, though, that I do believe that all children, regardless of their neurodiversity, need some level of discipline that will keep them both safe mentally and physically throughout their life. I'm going to talk about some different discipline strategies. And then before I wrap up, I'm going to talk about some specific scenarios, some specific situations that we had some questions about and where you might be struggling too. And then I'm going to share how to navigate through those. So discipline starts with setting clear boundaries and expectations. Those boundaries serve as a roadmap for acceptable behavior, providing structure, predictability to our children's world. Because while neurotypical children may intuitively grasp those boundaries, children on the spectrum often struggle with understanding the unspoken, unwritten, invisible social rules. Those rules that are generally just assumed. And most of our kids on the spectrum don't have the skill set to structure what they are doing. So it often seems that they're just perceived as resistant and oppositional with intent to be noncompliant. And that isn't always the case. Sometimes they don't understand the expectations and limitations that are assumed by others. And then what happens when they can't grasp those invisible boundaries? They might become anxious and insecure. And then they often have a strong need to control all activity or interactions just to create some predictability in their world. Because for them, concrete black and white rules and expectations with consistent consequences are super necessary. Visual aids like pictures or written guidelines can also help reinforce those boundaries. And remember, consistency is key. Clear expectations and consequences provide them that sense of security and decrease their anxiety. The key is to make expectations crystal clear. Now, I want to discuss some practical strategies. First, boundaries. So before any activity or event, it's really important that you clearly define the rules and expectations for your child. And listen, use visual aids or social stories if that works for you, just to be sure that they understand. For new activities, be sure that you're close to them. Keep your child on the right path, right? It's easier to set the stage for success than to correct them later. Give them a gentle redirect. When they start to veer off course, just gently guide them back. Maximize the likelihood of success by keeping them on the right path from the start. You have to be firm, but loving, right? So be a firm and loving guide. Implement clear and consistent consequences immediately without emotion or negotiation. And this one is really important, because negotiating is something that I did for years and years. And I promise you, it was one of my biggest mistakes along the way. You have to be consistent. There's no negotiation. Once boundaries are set, stick to them. Avoid changing the rules because they ask, or better yet, because you feel bad. And y'all know, listen, I can say that because that was me so many times. And I promise every time that I did not follow through with the consequences, guess what? When you don't do that, you're starting all over again every single time. And I wish that someone had explained this to me back way back then, because it certainly would have saved me a whole lot of self-inflicted struggle along the way. The next thing is, our children usually thrive on routine and habit. Start setting boundaries at a very young age and make following rules a habit. It'll make it so much easier if you start young. Many parents, and I was one of them for a long time, turn to taking away privileges, right, as a form of discipline. Or you may have heard it referred to as, they call it response cost technique. But listen, I'm just not that fancy. I'm more of a basic kind of mom. So I'd rather just say taking something away or taking away privileges. And let me just say too that not everyone agrees with taking away privileges. But if you've been with me for a while, y'all know I am no judge and jury. And if you're new to us, just know that I believe you have the right to choose and make decisions based on what's best for your family. You will never hear me say this way or that way is the best way or the only way. I talk about many different topics. I give different ideas and strategies, and I leave it to you to decide what to take away and try and what might not work for your family. And I'll talk more in a little bit about what worked for our family specifically. And we're still working on these things. So all of that being said, with some of our children on the spectrum, this approach, taking privileges or things away, can be challenging because many autistic children struggle to link the consequence with their action. So it's important that you work on being sure that they are making the connection, whether that's through visual aids, social stories, whatever would work. You need to make sure that they understand that this consequence is a result of this, whatever this is. And one thing that I have seen is that because sometimes they don't understand the consequences of their actions, some discipline can make the behavior worse and more chaotic in the moment. So if you choose to take away privileges, these are some things that I suggest that you consider. Number one, be sure that they understand the connection between their behavior and the consequence. Be very clear on when the privilege or the thing will be given back. And you can use visual aids for that, like a calendar, if that'll be helpful. That has always been our go-to here. Jordan lives by our calendar on the fridge. Children with autism often need explicit timelines. So for those, you know, just remember that. Make sure they're aware of when the privilege comes back or when the thing comes back. Otherwise, they can oftentimes get fixated on it. Now, let's talk about those recurring behaviors, right? You might find it helpful to create social stories to continue to show them and reinforce what the desired behavior is. How should they be acting? I personally always found it better to focus on what I wanted him to do instead of what I didn't want him to do. So, like when we would go to the grocery store, I would tell him, you have to push the cart. You keep your hands on the cart. The other thing is keep your consequences simple, right? And easy to follow through, because not only will it be easier to be consistent that way, it will also minimize frustration for both you and them if things are too complicated and confusing. Again, consistency. If you take nothing away from this episode except this, please take this. Do what you say. When you don't follow through, when you don't do what you say, guess what? They learn, and I said it earlier, every time you don't follow through, every time you don't do what you say, every time you let them negotiate and you change the consequence, you're going to start all over again. And I did it a million times. So the next part to that is, before you say it, be sure that you are willing to follow through. Don't tell them that they're going to lose their electronics for a month unless you are willing to do it. So this is where, you know, you have to take a pause, because if you tell them a consequence, you have to be willing to follow through. And I get it. That takes conscious effort to not throw out all the things in the heat of the moment. But that is also why having boundaries and rules and consequences ahead of time makes those moments easier. Don't say what you aren't willing to do. All right, real quick before I close, I want to answer a couple questions as they relate to this topic. So the first question was, grocery shopping is a nightmare. My child often has meltdowns in the grocery store. How can I use taking away privileges effectively in this situation? So what I would suggest is, before the grocery shopping adventure, have a conversation. Or if you use social stories or visual sequences, you can do that too. But the purpose is to review the expectations for the grocery store. And also be very clear on the consequences if they don't follow the rules or stay within the boundaries. And during that trip, keep a close eye on them for any signs of stress or agitation. If you notice them becoming overwhelmed, try to intervene early by redirecting their attention to something else. And if a meltdown happens, and it will, remember, you are going to have to be willing to practice this over and over again. You want to stay calm and immediately remind them of the consequence. Whether that was a preferred snack or an activity later in the day. And listen, you might have to remove yourself from the grocery store or find a quiet area to take a break. And that's okay. But you have to follow through with whatever that consequence was. And after the trip, go back and revisit what happened and be sure that they understand what went wrong, what's being taken away, and really important, when and how they earn it back. There are many different ways to do this. And I'm not going to say there's a right way or a wrong way, but for us, I found that when Jordan earned his things or privileges for following rules or behaving appropriately, that worked better for us than taking them away. So instead of taking things away, we lived by, he didn't earn those things or the privileges because he didn't follow the rules. That's just what we did. The next question, and maybe some of you struggle with this, homework time is always a struggle. How can I implement clear boundaries and consequences without creating a daily war? Well, if you're like Jenny, our member, you just give those responsibilities to your husband because that just worked really amazing. But I know all of us don't have that option. So I recommend that you start by establishing a homework routine with clear rules. Before starting every day, outline the expectations of what needs to be completed and be very clear about how long they will have to sit there. Meaning, are you going to tell them that they have to sit there until it's done? Or maybe in your house, it's 20 minutes and then they get a 10-minute break. But again, you just have to be very clear about what you expect. What you expect them to get completed. And then again, be very clear about consequences for not completing it or not staying within those boundaries. And if visuals help, create a visual schedule. And above all, be sure that they understand the rules and the consequences. If they begin to deviate, redirect them back. But remember, no negotiating. Once you've set the rules or the boundaries, you have to be consistent. Your child is unique, and these strategies may need some adjustments based on their individual needs. And no one knows your child better than you do. So be observant, be flexible, and adapt these strategies to best suit your family's needs. All right. That's all for today's episode. I hope that you're taking away something that will be helpful for you. And always know, you are not alone on this journey, even when it seems like you are. I hope you'll come back and join us next week again. And until then, remember, above all, you, mama, are doing amazing at this mom thing. Hey, so if you're loving what you're learning on the podcast, I want to ask you to take a minute and write a review. That's how we reach more moms just like us. And that is how you can pay it forward to help another mom who might be struggling right now. I also want to invite you to check out our Not Your Average Autism Mom membership. That's where we dive deeper into all the topics we discuss on the podcast and where you can get individual help and learn coaching tools that will make your life better every day. When you become Not Your Average Autism Mom, you take on an identity with an incredible community of women across the globe, all raising autistic children who all show up to show the world they are not your average autism mom. It's my favorite place to be. So head on over to the website, www.notyouraverageautismmom.com, to find out all the details. And listen, if we're not open for new members right now, make sure you join the wait list so you're the first to know when we open. We hope you do. We would love to work with you inside.